This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University, and my guest this week is Dr. Benjamin Blair, assistant professor of biology, who's here to talk about what JSU's biology department has to offer prospective students. He's being interviewed by JSU News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Blair, does this program in cell molecular biology affect the other concentrations within the biology department?
It does. It has a lot of crossover. As I mentioned in one of the earlier interviews, the ecology major, the field person that's used to going out and let's say that they're studying deer. In the past, you would have to tag an animal and collect a blood sample if you wanted to genetically analyze anything from it. Well, now they can collect hair tags off of briars or fences and take those hair tags and analyze them in the laboratory to do genetic analysis. The same can be true of analyzing different plant populations to see how different two plant species are. They can do a lot of stuff with genetically modifying plants, so a strictly botany person could do that. It has application into every concentration that we offer in the biology department.
Do you have to have certain specific prerequisite courses in order to be prepared for this?
Yes, actually you do. This is a biology major, and you can't come in if you're weak in math and science. That's a given. But you would need to go ahead and start taking your biologies and your chemistries up front. Otherwise, you're going to be overloaded when you're a junior and a senior with all upper-level biologies and upper-level chemistries. Save some of the other university core classes back so that you can kind of cushion the blow later on.
For students who have questions about this area of study, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, email is probably the easiest way, and that's bblair@jsu.edu.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.